Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. And, of course, the Flyers, they got some big games up ahead versus Columbus over the next couple of days. Home and home. Sixers off until Thursday post-All-Star break. Phil's in spring training, full squad. Good to see some, Andrew McCutchen and all that stuff. Gene Segura, some stuff yesterday. We'll get to that. Astros scandal rolling on. And the NFL Combine now a week away. We got a lot to hit today. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines again at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
I stumbled upon a site that allows you to turn the ashes of a loved one into a diamond.
Well, that's rather bizarre.
It is
what?
So bizarre. This is real, man. You need ashes or hair needed. You need two tablespoons to a half cup of, your family member.
Okay.
Your loved one.
Your loved one. It takes average time to completion, 7 to 10 months. It's pricey.
Well, very bizarre.
But at the end of it all, you've got a diamond. A diamond, man.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
It's just.
That's one of the more odd factoids.
It sure is.
That you've had here. I'll tell you what's odd. It's incredible. And again, 888-729-9494. This Astros cheating scandal, guys, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by the day. Members of the Astros can't help but throwing logs on a fire that just keeps growing and growing. A couple of weeks ago, the commissioner issues his report. The Astros owner last week, terrible, terrible press conference. I mean, as bad as you can be. It's the worst press conference you'll see. Astros players say, I'm sorry, but not really in any convincing fashion. You got the commissioner's interview over the weekend, which was horrible, with justification for not punishing players and all sorts of nonsense Rob Manfred was talking about. Now you got more and more players around baseball speaking out angry. I mean, anger, John. Dodgers players' anger, expressing anger. You got how about Mike Trout yesterday?
Well, that's a big deal.
Mike Trout never speaks about anything.
Mike Trout's like Silent Bob.
Right?
And when he speaks, it carries weight.
Yeah.
Or it should carry weight.
Well, it certainly caught people's attention.
Okay, it caught people's attention, but it elicited no change.
Well,
I'm hoping that. Well, what's going to happen here? Like, what?
Well,
I
think a lot of stuff's going to happen. I do think they'll be thrown at, but the commissioner's office saying you can't throw at them. We'll have extra punishment if you throw at Astros players. Look, here's the deal. Let me just say this, and again, we'll get into it all at 888-729-9494 because it is obviously the biggest sports story by leaps and bounds. We saw how many years the Patriots cheating scandal went on, in part because they just kept doing it, different forms and fashion, for like multiple decades. All right, here we are with the Astros. Let me just say this. Obviously, John, I mean, you know me. I deplore what the Astros have done. I hate it. I think it's awful. They cheated their opponent. They cheated the fans of America. They cheated the sport. They cheated a league. They cheated. They won a championship. But I will say, and I'm curious where people come down at 888-729-9494, because one of the big growing sentiments around here and around America is people saying that the ring should be taken away, that the championship, that the Astros championship should be taken away. And I actually disagree with that. I really do. Like, I understand why people go there and they say, the season, no champion. There's no champion that year. And also part of this stems certainly from the fact that the commissioner was so weak in not punishing the players, and that, he did this immunity thing to get them to testify, if you will, to speak. And so he cuts a deal with the Astros players going in, and people are like, well, that ain't right. That's not cool. Okay, well, I guess you can't go back on immunity. What can you do? Take the World Series from them. And that's something a lot of people are saying. I'm just telling you. And again, we'll see where everyone stands at 888-729-9494. Yeah. And I'm guessing most people, although we'll find out today, I'm guessing most people, John, probably think the Astros championship should be taken away from them. I'm just here to tell you.
It doesn't make any sense to me that you don't agree.
Why?
that championship, the ring, should be taken away. Erase this blemish.
It's not how sports works.
Well, then change it. The commissioner totally botched
this. Oh, he completely botched it.
And in large part due to the strength of the players' union. The players' union, somehow litigating immunity for those guys. You know,
right.
Bang up job by you, but awful job of allowing justice to be served.
I totally agree.
So that stinks. That stinks for everyone. That stinks for the world. Do something about it. You know, like, yeah, okay, these players have immunity, but you can still make this right, even though you've bungled it thus far. You know, Mike Trout saying the Astros need to pay it because, and also that it's sad for baseball. You know, like, this is not going away. Why do you, Joe, seem to expect that it will?
This is going to go on for a while. John, all I'm telling you is taking away the championship, taking away the rings, it's not a reasonable solution.
But reasonable solution. It's the only way to make this right.
No, they
cheated, and they're walking around with World Series rings. They're walking around with the championship forevermore. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, but
yes, I know they have immunity, but they are not immune to you as commissioner saying, okay, you know what? You didn't win the World Series. What we saw was an effort in clandestine, behind the scenes, manipulation and deceit, and we're going to take that championship away. You know, that year, it's blank. History says no one won. No one did win. You know, like, this cheating scandal means that baseball lost. And so we're going to erase that championship.
Here's the thing. And look, I'm curious where everyone stands at 888-729-9494. I mean, look, we dealt with the Patriots thing for, it seems like, a decade and a half. And now this Astros thing's a big deal, man. And I am curious where everyone stands on a very simple question. Should the Astros championship, should it be taken away? I mean, should the commissioner say they did not win the championship fair and square? They've admitted to it. By the way, just in the World Series. It's the whole season. I mean, it is a big deal. It's the whole season. So they didn't win it fair and square. Therefore, they didn't win it.
I think that
championship
sounds great.
Is taken
I
away.
Think that sounds great. And I'm not so naive to, you know, expect that other teams weren't trying to figure out signals and do all this and all that. But Joe, you said it yourself. They admitted it.
They cheated. Oh, they admitted it.
Everyone knows.
And it's the whole it's the whole season.
It was a whole system.
Yeah.
You've got the technology, everything that they were told not to do, they did. And oh, by the way, as Mike Trout pointed out, people lost their jobs because of their cheating. You know, like that's a big deal, man.
Well, listen, I mean, there's a lot of big deals in here. We'll see where everyone stands at 888-729-9494. Again, simple question. Should the Houston Astros championship from the 2017 season, should it be taken away? Hit us up here at 888-729-9494. Look, I don't think it's contradictory to say I deplore what the Astros did. I hate it, and I hate them. But I think their championship should stand. And I'll tell you part of why, John, is like, let's look in our own backyard. Let's look at some of our own teams. Like, you know, the 08 Phillies, who we all know they with the binoculars thing. That came out like, a year or two later. Now, is it different? Yes. Technology, the whole thing that the Astros did, different than the binoculars. By the way, Phillies have also
You're saying because the Phillies were stealing signs that the Astros should be allowed to remain champions of the world?
What I'm telling you is the slippery slope is so steep and so real. Like, so where does it begin and where does it end? So what about
when you cheat to win a World Series,
okay,
That doesn't count.
So when
the World Series is erased.
Okay,
let's set a precedent here.
So are we taking away the Phillies? 1993 Phillies, we love them, beloved, my favorite team. 93 Phillies and the 01 Sixers, my two favorite teams of all time. So we know there was performance enhancing there. So did they not win the National League pennant?
Well, performance.
Are we taking that pennant?
Performance enhancing drugs are completely different as they apply to baseball.
Well,
because
they?
as we well know,
right?
Most of the league at that point in time was guilty.
Well, you're right about that. Yes.
That's something completely different. That's entirely different.
Yeah, I just
file that in a different category. You can't fix that.
See, and these are the complexities.
This is something you could fix.
Well, it's the complexity of the conversation. First off, I don't know that other teams didn't cheat in 2017 the way the Astros did. They may not have done it as effectively, and they certainly didn't do it to the point where they won the World Series. But we don't. It's almost like, am I going to put this guy into the Hall of Fame? All right, that guy is a known steroid user. That guy might be a steroid user. I mean,
There's nothing nebulous about this. They've admitted. Yeah. We know. I mean, we've got oodles of proof.
Oh no, they admitted it.
It is cut and dry. They cheated. It gave them a major advantage. They got really good at cheating, and they won a World Series because of it. So just do away with that whole.
I'm just telling you, man. And again, 888-729-9494. I know everyone wants, you know, a pound of flesh, and I get it. I totally get it. I hate the Houston Astros.
A pound of flesh,
but John,
needs to
but it's
be
not reasonable.
Removed here.
The other...
like, and you can't do it through the players because they're immune.
Yeah, but the. But the other, it, but John, no one believes when this.
Does
stuff
anyone
happens.
Think that championship carries any weight
does
at
any,
this point?
John, okay.
It doesn't matter because it's already taken away.
Well,
in everyone's mind,
it's tainted.
In the
yes.
minds of the
yes.
of America, in the minds of the world, for that matter, it's so tainted. It's tainted beyond saving.
No, it's totally tainted. But does anyone believe Reggie Bush didn't win the Heisman in 2005, whatever year or six,
okay.
whatever year it was?
Well, listen,
he won.
Look,
I watched those games.
You take their rings
away. I watched him give a speech. He gave a speech. He had the Heisman Trophy in his hand. He gave a speech.
Oh, yes.
So what? Did Reggie Bush not win the Heisman? Did Michigan not go to the Final Four at the Fab Five?
Joe, like, you and I, we both know that he won the Heisman,
okay.
but it was
well. Apparently, you take it away.
But it was blanked. It was blanked.
But
it's going to be the same thing. Who, Joe? It's just the right thing. It's the right thing to do.
I'm curious where everyone stands again at 888-729-9494. I mean, what do you make of this? I mean, it is an look.
You're just saying don't take it away because it's too wonky.
It is.
To
yes, it's wonky.
Take away.
Yeah, good word. It's
actually not.
Wonky.
No, it's really not.
It really
you
is.
You say, bam.
Because where does it end, John? Are we taking away the 1951?
It ends right here. This is a situation where we know you cheated. You told us you cheated.
Yeah.
We're going to fix this. And we don't go back in time and apply this cheating removes a championship to any other moment in history.
But what about the guys that are...
This is a new precedent.
Yeah. What about the guys that are in the Hall of Fame of this sport, baseball, not a different sport, this sport, who are known to have scuffed the baseball, to have done all... They cut the baseball
Hall of Famers. There's no question that baseball has...
So are they out?
Whole host of... little advantages that people have taken.
Yes.
But I think that's true across the board for sports, period.
Well, yeah, but
everyone's looking for those little advantages.
Yeah.
We talk about the New England Patriots
right.
all the time. It's part of what makes them great.
Yeah.
Little things make a difference in pro sports because everyone's so good. And the true competitor looks for every tip, every hidden
yeah.
advantage they can find. So
what?
You're going to see that.
What the Astros did, obviously, is on the uber extreme end because it involved ridiculous levels of technology and small levels of technology. Like, let's hit a trash can and, you know, yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, the whole thing's ridiculous. I hate it, but I honestly don't believe, and I'm curious where everyone stands at 888-729-9494. I really don't believe removing the championship is a practical or a reasonable way to go. We'll see what everyone thinks. Again, 888-729-9494. Simple question. Should the Houston Astros championship be taken away? What do you think? Again, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.